In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you know what it means to have the whole company of heaven serving you? Well, you should. For you do. The Father sent the Son to deliver you. The Son became incarnate and died for you. The Holy Spirit defends, comforts, teaches, strengthens, works nonstop for you. And the serving doesn't stop there. But angels are sent to minister, to watch over and protect you. How he must love you to give you the company of heaven. On this great day in the life of the church known as Saint Michael and All Angels, we look at the wonderfully comforting doctrine of angels. We are on a path, and because of grace, it is a path that leads us to the fatherland of heaven. And like Jacob and Lot and Daniel and Dr. Bowles and every saint traveling the path before us, angels surround and attend that path. And this is no small thing. For this is a powerful company attending you, serving you. Oh, not because of who you are in any way, other than as a member of the body of Christ. Angels have rightly been called the serviceable hands of God. They are hands that do nothing unless God directs them. They move to no purpose other than His. And they're not weak, but they excel in strength. They're hands that serve the children of God in many ways. First of all, they protect our bodies. No harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Now, as you well know, our enemy is evil throughout. And he wishes to harm not only our bodies, but our families, and even our temporal possessions. But the good angels, at God's direction, spare us from all sorts of physical harm. And most of what they do is unknown to us. We usually don't know what could have happened. And that in itself is a great blessing, and it is part of their work. They spare us enormous anxiety. But there are times when we are allowed a glimpse into their unbelievable work of protecting us and those dear to us. When my 22-year-old son was yet only 10 months old, he was attended by angels in a way that my wife and I saw with our own eyes, but we still find hard to believe. We lived at that time in an old house out east that had large windows that went all the way to the floor. And we had a footstool placed in front of one of those large windows. And one day, while we turned the other way for but a minute, my son proudly climbed up on that footstool, and he raised himself up, and he fell head first into the large pane of glass. And his head was surrounded by jagged pieces of glass. As we slowly lifted him out, we realized that there was not one drop of blood. There wasn't even a scratch on his head. Matthew wasn't even crying. In fact, Matthew had a beatific smile on his face. It was as if this hadn't even happened. But it did. And he could have been killed. We witnessed that day divine protection through the presence and the work of the angels as they spared my son's life. And they did it in such a way that removed all trauma from the event for my son, and instead caused a blissful smile on his face. This angel protection is present throughout the life of the believer. While we are yet children, God assigns angels to us, as we learn in the gospel that is appointed for today. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. And then throughout life, they guard us in all our ways, as we sang in the psalm before. And as we sleep, they watch and they protect us, for they never rest or sleep. And when we die, they are there to carry us, our soul, to Abraham's bosom. But then there is the prize that our enemy really cares about, and that's not our body at all, but it is our soul. Your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. There is spiritual protection from these wonderful hands of God. And here again, most of what they do is unknown to us. Now, if the devil can instill evil thoughts, and he sure can, good angels can and do give us good thoughts. Thoughts that can keep us from sinning. Thoughts that can lead us to repentance. And as the evil angels wish to put horrible things before our eyes, things that would cause us to sin, our good angels can keep those very enticements away from our eyes. When we're weary and weakened and tempted, God can and does send his angels to comfort and strengthen us, as he did for his own son. These hands of God form a spiritual army fighting constantly for us against the roaring lion in his many forms. We heard in today's reading of a significant victory for this angel army, where the holy angels led by Michael defeated the dragon and his crew and threw them out of heaven. Satan then came to earth as prince with great fury and purpose to divide, to destroy, to devour the bride of Christ, Melanchthon did a great job in today's hymn of describing these intentions. You know, maybe you've already realized that by coming to the seminary, you have entered one of the most intense battle zones of the whole war. Why here? Because Satan has the most at stake right here in you, future pastor. So I'm afraid that you and your families are not going to be spared his torments. But as Luther says, scowl fierce as he will, he can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. We should not be afraid, for we will be fed by Christ himself. And in that food, we will receive all the strength and the comfort we need for the battle, for that path. And we will even have angels serving us and defending us in all our ways along that path. Let us never forget that Michael was victorious by the blood of the Lamb, that the bride of Christ is okay, and she will be okay until the end. And on that last day, Christ will come with all of his angels to lead the final battle. And he will say on that day to the whole evil realm, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." And he will say to his beloved, to you and me, "Come. You blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And we will come, and we will join with the host of angels before the Lamb in the hymn that is already ours to sing. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing forever and ever. Amen."